from the BBC. Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English with me, Rob, and a very hungry-looking Lee.
Oh, hello.
Lee, you're talking with your mouth full. Can you wait till lunchtime, please?
No, I can't. I'm starving.
Well, be careful. You're making such a mess in here.
Ever since I started jogging before work, I just have to eat a big snack mid-morning, or I feel faint by lunchtime.
Well, maybe, but you know you're not supposed to eat food in the studio. It's a really bad idea. You could damage the equipment. Oh no, look, there's salad and mayonnaise all over the recording desk. Lee, use your loaf.
Use my loaf? Ah, yes, that's a good idea. If I use bread, I can make a sandwich, which will be much tidier.
No, I mean use your brain. Think about things before you do them.
Huh?
Well, in English, if you're slightly annoyed with someone because they are doing something they haven't thought about properly, you can say, use your loaf.
Oh, I see. 如果某人因事先不动脑筋而做了错事，那你就可以说 use your loaf, 动动脑筋。这里 loaf 一词指的是头脑、脑子，不是面包。
That's right. It's a little old-fashioned, but it's still something you might hear. My parents or grandparents would use it for when I did something a bit stupid.
这是个老式的通俗表达，不过现在偶尔也会听到有人使用。比如 Rob 的父母或者祖父母这一辈的人，在 Rob 做傻事的时候，就会用这句话来教训他。请听例句。
Use your loaf, son. Don't ride your bike on the motorway at night without lights. You'll get yourself killed.
Why, oh why, oh why were you playing football in your school trousers? Use your loaf. You have holes in your knees again.
Sorry, Daddy. So, use your loaf means think about things before you do them. Otherwise, you will make silly mistakes.
Yes, that's right. So, Lee, use your loaf and stop eating food in the studio.
Yes, next time I'll use my loaf and eat sandwiches.
No, don't eat food of any kind in the studio, not even sandwiches.
But sandwiches are nice and tidy.
No, they're not. You'll get lots of little crumbs everywhere.
How about an apple?
Nope, juice might drip.
Banana?
No, Lee. Oh,
this is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。